Glad for speaking.
Hey Patrick, this is Sam Jones from Orbit Design Agency. How are you?
Not too bad.
Alright, is this a good time to talk to you or should I call you back?
No, now's a good time. I can talk
right.
for a little bit. I have my truck in the shop getting new tires put on it, but...
So can you give me like 5 to 7 minutes?
Yes, I can.
That's great. Okay, so actually the reason I'm going to call is that I just let you know that I'm your project manager, right? And I will be helping out to get your project completed, right? And as you forward your brief form, the logo form, and the website form, right? So that's great. So what I will do, I will definitely forward the forms to my designers, like logo designers and website designers, and we will get the two initial website designs and logo designs for you right after 24 to 48 hours, and I will share with you. So if you don't mind, I already spoke with Thomas regarding your project, regarding your business, right? You are selling some machineries, right? So if you don't mind, can you let me know that a little bit so you and I on make sure that you and I are on the same page? Can you let me know a little bit about your business?
So Northern Crane and Equipment is originally a crane dealer for like Helfinger and whatnot, but we just got into overhead hoists and a whole bunch of stuff, chain hoist and like O's and compressors. So I'd like a e-commerce page meant for the overhead hoists and the compressors that can be easily made because they have prefab 40-foot, 50-foot, 60-foot, 20-foot overhead hoist bridge beams that you can set up a crane, and I want them to be able to get a hoist all pre there right on the website. So I want like an easy access, kind of like if you're buying aftermarket parts from a aftermarket parts company, that you can go on there, you can find your crane that you want, Street or ACCO, Coffee and whatever, and then from there want you to easily be able to put that hoist then on a bridge beam and make a complete bridge crane for you based on the building. Is what I'd like to do.
So basically it seems like you're selling a product as well and providing services to your clients.
Correct. So we provide services as far as like inspections and all that stuff, but we also do, like I said, sales of the product. And the sales, I'd like to just get a really good solid website to make it easily so that customers, because the hoist, anybody can buy one, but a lot of times it's hard to purchase it because you don't know. So a hoist, I'd like to make it so you can just integrate it, I guess, if that makes sense, I guess, whatever. Kind of babbling here.
Okay, so in the start, right, so how many products would you like to showcase on your website? And how many products and services?
Well, the products, you're going to be right around probably 200 products. Technically.
Okay, no problem. And what about the services?
And then the services, of course, is the inspections and all that, which will be its own little separate category. But I really don't want to sell the inspections. I really want to more or less advertise, make it more of an e-commerce website.
Okay, no problem. I really do understand that you're more focused on the e-commerce site. So on the e-commerce site, as you mentioned, you have a 200 products, right? Definitely, you will sell them product. And I saw your competitor, which is HarringtonHoist.com.
Yeah.
So is it the same product are you selling, or the product is different?
No, it's kind of like the same product as Harrington, but we are not a Harrington dealer. That's why I posted the Hoist Direct and the other, and then Crane Depot, because those are what we're kind of going after, is like Crane Depot and Hoist Direct.
Okay, that's fine, no problem with that. But this type of products, I definitely understand these are very expensive products you are selling, right? So how would you ship those products? Let's say I am a customer, I just placed an order on your site, right? So how would you like to ship to me those products? Because those products are too big products, I guess, right? What's your plan?
Well, either they're gonna ship out of North Carolina, or they're gonna ship. All it's gonna come truck freight, because of course they're large components.
Okay, yeah, definitely. That's why the shipping pricing would vary as per the product to product, because the size of the product. Yep.
a lot of the shipping has to be estimated at the time of the checkout. So if they do like a 30-foot bridge beam, we're going to have to figure out shipping. We got to figure out the logistics of getting that 30-foot bridge beam to the customer. So the only thing that can have a designated shipping cost would be like the actual just this bare hoist. Those can have a designated shipping cost, but the bridge beams and all that have to be calculated at the time of sale.
At the time of sale. So is there any, I'm sorry, I'm asking you too many questions.
No.
Right? Yeah, but I'm trying to make sure that you and I are on the same page, and according to that, we will go ahead and complete your website. So what I'm saying that for the shipping, so do you have any, let's say you have three categories of the product, just take an example, and the first category having a small product, and second category having a long product, like a too big product size, and third category having a very big product in the size. So do you have any specific shipping? You can just take an example as a box. Do you have that for that? Like you have considered the fact like the small box, in the small box having these product would be shipped, and the medium box size, this product would be shipped, and the large product, large box, and the large machineries will be shipped. Do you have this kind of thing?
So,
or you are not?
Yeah, so all the separate individual hoists are going to have a designated ship price. Where the designated ship price won't be would be on, like, the bridge beams and the one-off columns and stuff like that.
Gotcha. So this, in this way, that would be the easiest for us to calculate the shipping price. So we can do one thing.
Yeah, so we can do the shipping price on all the hoists, but when we have that separate column for the bridge beams, that's going to be have to call in to get, or we'll get back to you, and then we'll have your email, all your info, everything else, and then we'll get back to you with a
I got your point. So for, let's say you have a separate product, so that those products, if you will get the order from your website, so definitely client will pay to you. And for the other product, which is a bridge product you just said, so the bridge product, customer just request a quote for them, right? If somebody wants a bridge, they will just request a quote to you, and you will get back to them according to the company.
Yeah, so basically what that will do is it'll give them a price, but then it'll give them a price what it's going to cost, but then we'll have a little note in there that based on size of product, shipping is going to have to be figured out due to it's going to have to be transported via truck or something. We'll have a little note in there like that.
Got your point. Actually, I'm writing down all the points for you, right?
That's why we're going to get their number, their business, their email, and everything, and we can reply back to them.
Yeah, such kind of a small contact us form or the request code form we will create for that. So they will fill out the form, and you will get all the queries regarding through that form. That's fine. Okay. And let's move on. And what about the pages? Do you have any pages in your mind, like you want these pages on your website, or should I create a standard pages according to the e-commerce site? Because the e-commerce site having a standard pages like home, about us, shop by categories, contact us, privacy policy.
I would maybe do like shop by categories, so then we can do like 10 ton, 2 ton, 5 ton, and then 230 volt, 460 volt, so a customer can kind of go through. And then that can eliminate a lot of the hoists that they don't want to look at. But at the same time, I'd like them to be able just to go street, go to ACCO, go to Copping, if they want to do that, and then go look through all of them. But I also want them the ability to eliminate, like, the 460. If they want a 230 volt, I want to make sure they can eliminate the 460, and that won't pop up. And then if they just want street, then I want to make sure that just street pops up with the 230 volt.
Got your point, right? Great. And what about the policies, right? So the standard policy, which is privacy policy, terms and conditions, and return and exchange policy, and that's it. So would you like to add more policies or any other pages in the policy section? Or
I would do a return policy and then like the standard policy. I'm going to have I have a separate policy that's going to be written up that I don't have written up yet. That can be put in later on. once the site's up and running. But as of now, I don't have that yet. So the standard policy should be in there, the standard website policy.
Great.
And I think at this one, there'd be no returns, sales are fine, all type unit policy.
Got you. No problem. I will definitely help you out in this case, right? Don't worry. Okay, so that's fine, right? Whatever the thing I need to be asked, right, I already discussed. And let me explain the procedure, like what the procedure we will follow. So before that, can you let me know, do you have any timeline to get this project done, or you are flexible in the timeline?
I'm going to try to be available as much as I can be, but I'm looking at 3 to 4 weeks if possible. Prefer 3 weeks, but 4 weeks is okay.
4 to 3 weeks, along with the 200 products. So the 200 products is already ready to upload on the site, or you will take the pictures for that, and all the things is ready for the 200 products?
I have all the pictures. I have all the dimensions. I have all the details. I have all that.
Okay, 3 to 4 weeks. Is there any chance can we exceed more than 3 to 4 weeks? Can we?
We can. I mean, if it has to be, it has to be. I just don't want to go much above and beyond that.
Mm-hmm.
Even if we can get something going, even if we can get just the hoist products going and all that, I'd be fine with just getting that going. And then we can add the bridge beam on the backside as we slowly go along.
The 4 week will be completed in the next month, October, because today is 13 October, and next month, 14 October, the 4 weeks will be completed. Okay. I will try my best. I'm not saying that we cannot do, but definitely we will
do.
I mean,
if it takes longer, it takes longer. It is what it is. I'm not too... What I want is one thing, and what I'll get is another.
Yes, definitely, but this is my, responsibility to ask the timeline, because according to the timeline, we will start working, and 4 weeks, I will get the 4 weeks in my mind, but in your mind, you should keep like 5 or 6 weeks, but according to me, I will definitely go ahead and try to complete this.
And if we can be live in 3 to 4 weeks, I'm fine with being live in 3 to 4 weeks with a good majority of material up that we can slowly add on as it goes, if we can do that too.
That sounds like a plan, right? That's great. No problem. That's why I'm saying I will definitely help you out. I'll definitely try to do my best to get this project in 4 weeks. I will keep the 4 weeks deadline in my mind, and I will start working accordingly. But in your mind, you should keep like a 5 to 6 weeks. Might be if someone... I will increase the timeline to 1 week or 2 week max, not more than that. But 4 weeks I will keep in my mind, but in your mind you can keep 5 weeks maximum. So according to 5 weeks, I will definitely, but in my mind I will definitely complete this site within 4 weeks, hopefully.
Okay.
Let me discuss the procedure. We have a 4-step to complete your website, right? The first step is that, definitely, I shared the brief form, and you already forwarded the brief form to me. So once I receive the brief form, as I receive it, but according to the step, once I receive the brief form, I will forward to the production, and production will create 2 designs for logo and the website design, right? And within 48 hours, not 24, 48 business hours, right? And once I will share, I will have the 2 designs, I will share with you. So for now, initially, I will definitely use stock images and dummy text on the design to represent you how the design would be look like. Once you approve the layout or the flow of the website, right, and then we will move to the second step. And the second step would be to create inner pages. Inner pages means home page, about us page, contact us page, policies pages, e-commerce page, product listing, product title, checkout page, cart page, and other pages for you, right? And then I will show you that once you approve that, then we will move to the third step. And on the third step, what we will do, the third step is a big step. On the third step, we will start uploading the products. We will start making changes on the design. Like you are saying the pictures, you don't like it, you want to change those pictures. You will let me know, Sam, I don't like those pictures. Definitely, I will go ahead and change those pictures. And according to text, as I mentioned, we will use a dummy text on the website. And content, right? Definitely on the third step, you will provide me the content, or we will help you out in the content as well. And I will definitely go ahead and upload the content on the third step. And same goes to products. You will provide me the all products, right? I will share the format with you, in which format you will provide me the products. So in that same format, you will provide me all the products, and I will go ahead and upload those products on your site and on the third step. Once I will complete all the things on the third step, right, and then I will share with you the complete website link, and you will review the complete website. And as far as concerned, like if you want to make some changes, that's fine. If you don't want to make some changes, everything looks fine to you, then we will move to the fourth step. We will do mobile responsive of your site, right? And then we will go ahead and launch your website on your domain name. That will be the last step, the fourth step, right? And after that, I will provide you the complete training as well, like how to make the changes on your website. In the future, in the future, if you want to make some changes, right, so definitely you can go ahead and change small changes, right? Let's say the pictures, the content, the product uploading. You can do it by your own in the future, right? That's the thing. So we will provide the complete video tutorial that will help you out to make the changes over the site. At the end, I will definitely help you out in this case, right? And as far as concerned about the in the future, you will be come back to us like, you want to change the layout of the website or anything else, definitely we will help you out in that case as well. Right? These are the steps followed, and according to this step, we will follow the procedure and get your website completed, and I will try my best. I'm repeating, within 4 weeks, I will try my best to get this done, or otherwise, you will keep the timeline in your mind like 5 to 6 weeks. But I'm keeping 4 weeks steps. Right? So any questions for... in the process or anything else in your mind you would like to ask me or anything, so please
No, I mean, I kind of figured it's going to be a back and forth, and I probably know it's not going to be exact the way I'm going to want it, and I know I'm going to have to communicate things a few times just because I have a hard time iterating what I want into words and trying to explain it, so there'll be a little bit of that, but I get that, and I'm okay with that. I mean, it is. We'll work through it, and we'll get her done. I'm just, like I said, I'll try to be as 100% open and try to answer all your questions as soon as possible, and we can go from there.
That's a great thing, right? It depends on you, because we will definitely follow the step and how soon you will provide me your feedback. So according to your feedback, we will start working on it. Right? That's a thing.
Yep.
That's fine. No issue with that. We will definitely email you the things, and whenever you get chance, you will reply them. Reply of my emails, right? And last thing, I'm sorry, I'm taking more than 5 to 7 minutes. It's around 10 minutes already passed. But the last thing I want to confirm, right? What about the after the website thing, right? Have you, because I think you are starting, you are making first time this website, or you?
Well, I would like to, if we can, I would like to make a completely separate website.
Okay.
But use the same logo within the company that we have already.
Oh, so you are saying you have the logo?
Yeah, we already have a logo. We already have the Northern Crane logo and everything.
So you can.
It's right on the website. It's right on the website provided for you. I think you can grab it right off there. If not, I do have a vector file I can send you.
Yeah, that would be great if you will share your vector file, which you like to use on your website.
Okay.
Yeah, you can share me, right? And is there any plan for the how to market your website, how you will get your website on the Google searches and other stuff, how to get all that? Have you ever think about
I'll
it?
I'll have to figure that out when the time comes. If you guys do it, I'm just going to have you guys do that and maintain it. But at the moment, that's not my concern. At the moment is trying to get the page up and going and making sure that you guys are able to continually work on it and keep it going.
That's great. No problem. Definitely we will help you out in case. When the time could become right, definitely I will connect you with my marketing or business analysis, business consultant or marketing consultant. So he will definitely share the ideas with you. So in back
no, that, yeah. Like I said, we can follow up on that on another day, but we'll definitely be having you guys do that.
Definitely, right. No problem. So anything else I can help with, Patrick, so far?
No, like I said, just feel free to call me. If I can answer, I'll answer. If I can't, leave a voicemail, and I'll get back to you.
Sure, no problem. So as I mentioned, we are on the first step. I have the questionnaire, and I'm going to forward that questionnaire to the production department, and I will get back to you on Thursday. with two
Okay.
unique designs. And as far as you are saying, you have the logo, so I'm not forwarding your logo form to my designer. So because
Okay.
you assume you want to use your own logo, so that's fine. I will be waiting for the vector file. So once I have that, I will use that logo on your website. And on
Okay.
Thursday, I will share two initial website design with you.
Okay, sounds good.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Frederick. Nice talking with you. Take care, man. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.